Hey everybody, I'm John Overton. This is the Verbal Equinox. I want to introduce to you my good friend Scott Morgan Ray, but you have to call him Raceland unless you absolutely adore him, and then you can call him Scott Morgan Ray. I guess we'll get right into it. So Raceland asked me an intriguing question a moment ago, and I thought we should make a podcast. What was your question, Raceland?
And the question being, what's the difference between ego, confidence, and hubris?
All right. And so here's where I would like to start in response to that. So ego, I'm going to set to the side here for a moment, hypothetically. However, that's funny. He's always telling me I have an ego problem.
And I pick
And
on him
I
about that.
do. But so I would say that practically speaking, like from an outside perspective, that confidence and hubris would appear absolutely the same. Like the way that they come out, the way that they can be received, I say almost the
Yeah.
same. Okay, but let me get there,
Okay, go
and
ahead.
you can retort. But I think the hubris, I think when we display hubris, we don't believe what we're saying. Like I'm throwing out this thing that sounds kind of arrogant, and it but it's a little bit more off-putting. And the reason is because usually the person with hubris is coming from an insecure state, and they're projecting something to try to feel more superior to you. Whereas
That's
confidence,
the key word.
right, and I mean, I'm sorry, but I mean, but and confidence is when you're coming from a place of it's a good place.
Well, we
You
all
feel
need
good about
confidence,
yourself, right?
you know.
Not, and please, and with that response,
That's what makes us capable of doing the things we need to do. Because not everything we have to do is easy. A lot of it is, but a lot of it's not, you know. So that confidence will give you the strength to do what you have to do.
So I feel like they both come from assertive places, and this is cool. This worked out because I wanted to share this anyway. But I think the Holy Grail is you, okay? And the whole idea about the Holy Grail running over is that you can't give out what you don't have, right? So you got to fill that cup, you know what I mean, until it spills over, and then whatever spilled over is shared with those around you. But the trick of it is,
Once you share the cup.
well, hear me out, right? Well, because the cup's got to be filled to share it. Otherwise, you've got two half-empty cups. But if you're full all the time and you're receiving more, if you're receiving more and you're already full, you can give that away and not even bat an eye at it.
Oh, are you talking about America right now? Never
Well,
mind. Sorry, go ahead.
no, I don't, I don't.
I didn't mean to throw that curveball at you, dude.
No, I, no. So, I, well, I don't know what I'm talking about. But for me, for anybody, right? It would feel like, well, you think about when you stack up the wine glasses. You pour the wine into the top one, and it overfills, and it fills more and more and more. So the idea is, but you got to fill that first cup. But if you fill it enough, then just by virtue of being there, it'll fill up the cups around it, right? But I think the trick of it is, then you got to be careful what you're filling that cup up with, right? Because you could take in a lot of negativity. You know what I mean? You could take in a lot of negativity, and let your cup overfill. And share that with everyone, right?
Well, it's easy to let myself. I like to use a personal
Sure, no,
pronoun instead
absolutely.
of
We're
like
people.
and letting ourselves and letting myself fall into that kind of despair. It's really about will, which also ties into confidence and ego.
Well, ego.
Hopefully not hubris.
Ego
For me, but I'm trying not
exists,
to.
but I think the idea with ego is, I feel like, to demolish your ego is just, well, that's
Well,
just the,
no, it's a necessary ingredient.
sure, I was gonna say it's just the cat chasing its own tail, right? But ego in its place, the perspective switching ego in its place is, when you're ego driven, it's like the passing, pa it's like the car is taking control of the passenger. You know what I mean? But when you put
Right.
ego
Well,
in its place,
as long as your ego doesn't become hubris. Because hubris is basically somebody thinking they're so fucking fantastic
that's okay.
and they're not really. You know, they're overestimating themselves and they're trying to make themselves feel superior to those around them by use of usually words or conjectures or books, whatever,
Right. But they're coming from a negative place. They're coming from an insecure place.
Hubris is definitely negative.
Right. They don't feel good about themselves. And so they're trying to project authority onto you. Right. They're trying to belittle you. In a way, this is not that their false self of self, their false sense of self-esteem is inflated to try to protect themselves.
But the question is whether they realize that about themselves or not, and whether they're allowing it to happen, and whether they're doing it on purpose, like Ross was. Ross was a
peckerhead. Okay, well, we don't have to. Sure, but I've been there. I've been a peckerhead. I'm fully capable. Right. So we're all capable of it. So it's really, though, it's coming from a place of hurt. Like, if you really think about it, when somebody's acting in a way that appears hubris, right, they're hurting. They actually need help, right? And they're projecting the strength onto you because they feel so little. They've been victimized, right? I mean, if somebody's
most likely,
coming,
yeah,
right. I mean, at the end of the day, if somebody is trying to project themselves with so much strength, it's because they've been hurt. Right. And I guess that's what hubris was. And so if you think about it, you know, I like to be a man of confidence. I'm confident in you, wrestling. But I like to be a man of confidence because, I believe I have. So for me, it's I believe I have one authority. I really believe that. And so it makes me project a certain kind of confidence. But I might look 5'6". I like to brag that I'm 5'7", but I'm about 5'6", about 150 pounds. But look, man. I'm crazy, and I've
like 21 pilots.
I'm crazy, bro. Maybe, but look, I'm crazy, and I believe the one authority to me is the only great authority. So if I want to go stop a train, you're not going to catch me doing it on YouTube. But if I want to stop a train, I believe my dad is the biggest boss out there, bro. And that gives me a different type of mindset. So I'm confident. But back to it. So when somebody's portraying hubris, man, it's because they've been hurt. And right now, it's kind of like they're in shambles, man. And we got to build them back up. You know what I mean?
The reason you should ever look down on anybody is when you reach down a hand to pick them up. So, I agree with what you're saying. But like some of the individuals that we've known, you try until it hurts. And then at some point, you got to let it go. Some people, God will give you people. And say, here, take this is your friend. You like him or not, whatever. Here, there, bam, there it is. Deal with it. And I try to help everybody, you know, and be there for everybody. And there's some people that it just, and I'm just learning this at 50 and three quarters years old, just saying, to where sometimes you just have to not.
Okay,
give all that to everybody because they'll take advantage of it and or squander it, whatever.
Well, so first let me say I've known you for I don't know maybe between 4 and 6 years.
Six years, yeah.
Okay, something around there. I've known you for a long time, and the whole time I've known you, I've seen you help lift up people in need. I've seen you take in stray animals, a squirrel even that would visit you from its tree. You've always been known to take care of people until they built up enough strength to go take care of themselves. And then, you know, sometimes maybe they don't come back around. I guess
that's okay, though. I mean, isn't that what we're supposed to do? And I'm not going to stop doing it. And I understand some people say you're too kind or you have a character flaw and da-da-da. And it's not a character flaw.
So there's
and I'm not going to stop doing it.
No, you know, and I absolutely, you know, Scott, I absolutely believe that, brother. There's not a doubt in my mind that that there won't be a day where you wake up where you're not willing to help somebody who's not in position to help themselves. You know, and you're right. We're supposed to uplift.
It does get me taken advantage of. Over and over again.
Okay, hold on. We're gonna get there, but we, you know, I don't think we have to focus on the negative aspect of that. I just want to talk about what you've done and what you deserve. I don't want to talk about what you've.
I try to be kind, and I try every moment of every day, every decision that comes to my face, and it comes into my life. I try to be the best man that I can, the best person that I can. And it's the best I can do, literally.
Okay. Just hear me out for a second. And again, you know, not doubt my mind that everything that you've just said is absolutely sincere and true. But then I want to get to, you know, and again, you're right that that's how we should conduct ourselves. You're absolutely right. But also as a recipient of that kind of a host, that kind of a person who's absolutely willing to absolutely be a servant to I don't mean that. I don't mean
that's not accurate.
I don't. Well, but you live to serve. That's what you do. You keep things around the house just to please and entertain different guests, and it's a blessing, brothers. It's a blessing that you are that way. But on the other hand, you know, and you speak what you're saying again. You know, it's probably the third time I've reiterated, but you're absolutely right that we're supposed to reach out and uplift our fellow man, and you do that gracefully. But you know, then it makes me think of the idea of appreciation. You know, it's very rare that someone comes back and says, "Raceland, you know, I've been in a bad place. I just want to come and glorify you because you're." No, hold on, please. This is I want.
Okay,
this isn't for the podcast. This is for you, man. I want you to know that I greatly appreciate you, not just what you've done for me over the years, but for the way I've seen you uplift people who put you in bad situations, people who've never had your best. You just selflessly give all the time. And this is really me talking to you, and I'll probably fade off and just ramble at some point and we'll converse, brother. But like right now between me and you, like, I am so absolutely grateful to have you in my life. And everybody that has ever been a brief moment of your life they've been so absolutely blessed. And more people should tell you that more often. You're one of the most terrific, most giving people I love. Can I give you a hug? Wrestling Scott, man, I love you.
Call Scott. No.
Well, you know, we're gonna try to work that in there.
Smack the fuck out of you.
That's all right, man. I'm worth one, brother. But I love you for who you really are, not for who you think you should have to show to the world.
I just try to do the best I can, man. That's all I got. And what you see is what you get, you know.
Man, you're a blessing. You cook the greatest meals, and it's because you cook them from your soul. Man, I come over here and have some of the greatest drinks, the tea. Sometimes you let me come over here and be stuck in my own head and not appreciate your time. Well, yeah, sure, man, but I just...
Sometimes I want you to shut up.
maybe, but... I really do. I appreciate you so greatly, man. And I just want whoever might be watching this to know that I appreciate you for who you are.
Yeah, I appreciate that,
man. You're a blessing, because Lord knows I wouldn't even thought about hubris. And so back to it, I guess ego is, you know, ego is that thing.
Ego's the balance. You have hubris on this end, and you have confidence on this end, and ego's right there in the middle. Ego is what is the catalyst that allows your confidence to become real.
You're too smart for me, brother. Look, man, for me, ego is that thing that gets in the way of me appreciating you as much as I can. It's that little thing that makes me judge who I am in relation to you. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't have one, because it's good to feel good about things that you've experienced.
You have to have an ego or an id or whatever you want to call it. It's necessary.
That's why I love you, bro.
I love you too, man.
I mean, I really do. You're probably one of the most Christ-like people I know, and someone who has a hard time believing anything greater, because you do so much for others, and not a lot's been done for you. And that's just so blatantly obvious. You're just a man that wants to grow plants and grow people and
doggies.
And yeah, you have wonderful pets, brother. It's not even... You absolutely.
If I thought there was room, I'd hold her up in front of the camera right now.
Yeah. Well, Wrestling, what would you like to tell everybody about who you are?
Just that I try to be the best person I can every time I have the opportunity. And that's the way we should all be.
Well, it's the way you are. And if that's true, then you're really a leader. You're a shining light. Like, I really mean that.
I'm still an asshole, though.
Yeah, whatever. You
know, that's just, I never said I was an asshole.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe you don't.
Oh shit, I just did.
Because you just, you are. You're like a guiding light for the way that people should be. You're so selfless, and not very many people recognize that. You know, so many people have come through and been made better by your patience.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
We're not talking about a lot of people, though. We're talking about you, brother.
I'm talking about the people that have come through my life. I get taken advantage of a lot, but sometimes it works. You know, sometimes it makes it all worth it. So I'm not going to change. You know, I'm going to continue to be myself. I can't pretend to be anything else.
I know you are. I know you are, and I believe you're going to rise up for it. I believe it's just going to be paid so far forward to you, and it doesn't matter what you believe. I just think that you're going to be so blessed. You're going to be so blessed.
I am. I'm getting a motorcycle.
Yeah. That's going to be a good start to your journey, Race. And I'm so happy for you, brother. I really am. I'm so happy for you.
I'm thrilled about it.
All right. I don't know how to continue this podcast, brother. Please tell everybody.
Oh, we still doing that? Hi, everybody.
John Overton, and thank you for watching the third episode of The Verbal Equinox.
Love you guys.
God bless Scott, y'all.